on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
Right back to December of 2000. Do you remember what you were doing then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Third person hit in the past 2 months on Highway 1. A 65-year-old man was taken to Stanford Medical Center Friday morning after being struck by a car at Highway 1 and Capistrano Road in Princeton. This is just the latest pedestrian accident on Highway 1 involving local residents. Recently, there was also one at Frenchman's Creek and also one in El Granada. And weekend high winds contribute to crash landing. Airplane pilot and passenger sustained only minor injuries last Sunday after the high winds contributed to the crash of a Cessna 172 four-seat airplane at the Half Moon Bay Airport. The accident occurred as Chris Gideon made several attempts to land his plane in high winds. Gideon and two passengers from Hong Kong received only minor injuries. And plug may be pulled on the Green Hotel project. Developer may give up on the project due to local opposition. Community opposition has led the developer to throw in the towel. The developer, Wen Cheng of Burlingame, said his company has put all its heart and soul into the proposed 140-unit surf hotel. I don't know. I have to totally reevaluate, said Cheng. It's been much more difficult to get the approvals than I expected. And now for a little news from my restaurant, Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. When your gift giving goes crazy, how about gift certificates? We probably have too much stuff, so why not give gift certificates from Cameron's Inn? Consider a lunch or a dinner or drinks or your choice. You can custom design your special gift certificate. Or wait, how about a gift certificate from our Village Import Shop filled with delicacies from Great Britain? We just invite you to just stop by and enjoy. And by your third visit, you'll feel like a regular. As you come into Cameron's Restaurant, we'll probably even know your name. And then by then, you'll be considered a local, just like you are in England. We hope to see you soon, and we hope you come to Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn very soon. The year 2000. There are events that have made news. The state of Vermont passes a law legalizing civil unions for same-sex couples. Concorde Air, France Flight 4590 crashes just after takeoff from Paris, killing all 109 aboard and 5 on the ground. And the euro falls to a record low against the U.S. dollar. 300 gallons of black sludge is released into the Mississippi River, causing an environmental disaster. While in the Mediterranean, divers discover the ancient port of Alexandria, home of Cleopatra and Mark Anthony. In Yemen, the USS Cole is badly damaged by two suicide bombers. In the United States presidential election, Republican challenger George W. Bush defeats Democrat Vice President Al Gore. But the final outcome is not known for some months because of disputed votes in Florida. Cost of living snapshot. Ground coffee, $3.44 per pound. Bread, $1.72 a loaf. A dozen eggs, 89 cents. And a gallon of gas is $1.26. Popular films include Gladiator, Castaway, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. In popular music, the term cover is when an artist re-records an original number by another artist. This is the case with the artist that himself had many hits in the 80s, came back with a number one hit in 2000 by redoing a hit by Smokey Robinson in 1980. Here's Huey Lewis and Cruisin'.
Baby, let's cruise. Don't be confused.
The way is clear.
And if you want it, you got it forever. This is not a one-night stand,
baby. Yeah.
So let the music take your mind. Just release and you will find.
Won 2 Grammy Awards, 3 Latin Grammy Awards, and has also sold over 12 million copies worldwide. He is best known for his Latin salsa songs and ballads. Here, Mark Anthony with You Sing to Me. What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the field.